Penguin Random House Audio presents Untangled, guiding teenage girls through the seven transitions into adulthood. This is the author, Dr. Lisa DeMore. While an adolescent remains inconsistent and unpredictable in her behavior, she may suffer. But she does not seem to me to be in need of treatment. I think that she should be given time and scope to work out her own solution. Rather, it may be her parents who need help and guidance so as to be able to bear with her. There are few situations in life which are more difficult to cope with than an adolescent son or daughter during the attempt to liberate themselves. Anna Freud, 1958, Adolescence. Here and elsewhere, I've taken the liberty of revising the 1958-style default to male pronouns by placing her and she where Ms. Freud had his and he. Introduction. We need a new way to talk about teenage girls, because the way people do it now isn't fair to girls or helpful to their parents. If you're listening to this book, somebody has probably already remarked about your daughter, "Oh, just wait till she's a teenager." And parents who say this never mean it in a good way. If you've read other books about teenage girls, you may have noticed that they tilt toward the dark side of adolescence, how girls suffer or cause suffering in their parents and peers. It's certainly true that girls can be hard on themselves and others, and even when they are at their best, they're often unpredictable and intense. But too often, we talk about adolescence as if it's bound to be a harrowing.